Welcome to Podcast at Boatwright. I am Lucretia McCulley, Director of Outreach Services at Boatwright Library. Our author today is Professor Joe Hull, Associate Professor of Accounting in the E. Claiborne Robbins School of Business. Professor Hull is the co-author of Introduction to Financial Accounting, a unique online textbook that incorporates many different learning techniques. By offering introductory videos, embedded multiple choice questions, and real-life interviews with an investment manager, Hull includes something for every student. The book will be published by Flat World Knowledge in early 2010. Joe, thank you for joining us today. You already have a best-selling textbook in the market at the senior accounting level. What inspired you to write a new textbook at the introductory accounting level?
Well, my advanced accounting book, which is now going into its 10th edition, is what I would call a very traditional textbook. If you picked it up and looked at it, you would say this looks like any textbook that you might find in any market. I really wanted to come up with something that was radically different. An editor for one of the major textbook companies came to me a few years ago and challenged me to develop the textbook of the 21st century. He said, listen, you're known as a good teacher. If you are going to create an entirely new textbook, like it might look in the 21st century, what would you do? And that was the very first that I got into this. I really hadn't planned to write a textbook until he made the challenge. And it was so much fun to think about what are textbooks going to look like in the next 5, 10, 15 years. Technology changes what you can do so radically. And so I got very excited and came up with this plan. And interestingly, the plan that I created about 3 years ago now is pretty much the way the book actually looks. Now, I don't know whether it will actually turn out to be the book of the 21st century, but clearly books are going to be changing and look different because they need to be better educationally. And that was really what I was trying to do, to come up with something that was better educationally.
All right. Well, thank you. It's a fascinating concept. Well, there are thousands of textbooks on the market. What makes this textbook unique?
You know, I could talk about that for a long time. I guess starting off, the thing that any student would notice is that the book is written entirely in a question and answer format. It's a Socratic method. Most textbooks simply convey information, and often the student will lose track of what's happening. When I started writing this book, what I conceived was that I would have a student come to my office who had done a lot of thinking about the topic, who had questions. And the student would ask a question, and I would answer it. And then that would lead the student to ask a new question, and I would answer that. And we would have a back and forth conversation. I wanted the book to have a conversational feel, especially a conversational feel from a student who was genuinely interested in the topic. And so I wrote the book entirely, all 17 chapters, which are close to 1,000 pages, in a question, answer, question, answer, question, answer format. Now, there are other things, as you mentioned in the introduction, that make the book different. I have an intro video where I explain to the students what's in the chapter. I have an exit video to talk about what was most important. I have feedback, embedded multiple choice questions. We do all kinds of things. But the thing that a student would notice is that it just looks different because it's question, answer, question, answer.
Well, you've touched on this a little bit, but how did students contribute to the development of this book?
Well, the direct way would be that when I first started, I really wasn't sure whether it made any sense or not. So I wrote about 5 or 6 chapters, and I asked my very favorite student at the time, a student named Katie Fisher, if she would just read it and tell me what she thought as a student. I'm writing this as a 60-year-old college professor. It's going to be read by 19-year-old college students. You need to put yourself in their perspective. So Katie was nice enough to read the 4 or 5 chapters that I had written and give me some very interesting feedback, both the positive and the negative. And she was very, very encouraging. I can remember her saying, this is just better than the textbook we're having to pay for, which was just awfully encouraging to me. The other thing, of course, is that I have used various chapters along the way in my own classes. And I always tell the students to, if they see something they don't like, or if they see something they think needs to be improved, to come talk to me. And they've been great about just coming to my office and saying, listen, I was reading this particular chapter, and it was pretty well for the first 4 or 5 pages, but on page 6, I lost you. Well, then I would know that what made sense to me wasn't making sense to them. I think most textbooks are written for the teachers, because the teachers are the ones who make the adoption decisions. But they're used by people who don't know the topics very well. And things that are often extremely clear to the person who's writing it can be completely confusing to a student. It's great to have that feedback from the students.
All right, thank you. And since you were embarking in a new kind of textbook, how did library services support you in writing this book?
Well, the main way, I can give you a couple of answers to that question, but the main way is that on the library's website, they have all these wonderful databases. And as I wrote this textbook, I was always trying to come up with interesting information that would bring it to life. I mean, I can convey the information kind of like writing a dictionary, and that would just bore the students to death. So you would come to a spot in the textbook, and you'd want to have some kind of information that was interesting. Well, the very first thing I would do is to go to the databases that the library offers, and I learned to use a number of them quite well, and that was just great help to me. When I wrote the Advanced Accounting textbook, which is the other textbook, and I wrote it originally in 1980, I spent countless hours sitting in this library finding things. Now what I can do is I can work at home, click on the website, go to the database I want to use, put in some search terms, and most of the times find exactly what I want in about 1/10 the time with about 1% of the effort. So that has just been wonderful. I couldn't be more appreciative of that. Lit Maxwell, who is the business reference librarian here, was also extremely helpful. Having taught for nearly 40 years now, I have a lot of data in my files and a lot of quotations. And they're great for class, but if you're going to use them in a book, you have to be able to give a citation. So I would call up Lit and I would say, I've got this quote from the Wall Street Journal about 10 years ago, but I don't know what the title was, I don't know who the author was, and I don't even know the date. And Lit would go and find it for me, and that was something I could never have done for myself. And had I known I was going to write a textbook, I would have kept that information. But when you're going to use something in class, you just write it down and use it. So having a human person to help me was great. Having the databases was great. I couldn't have got the book done without the library.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And Joe, thank you for your conversation. We will all look forward to finding Introduction to Financial Accounting on the Flat Knowledge website in just a few weeks.
Listening to Podcasts at Boatwright. Our host was Lucretia McCauley. Our guest today was Dr. Joe Hoyle. Editing and production was performed by Andy Morton. Visit Boatwright Library on the web at library.richmond.edu.